Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, November the 26th, and the whole week ahead. Well, Mercury and Uranus work very well together today, so if there's certain things that you need to sort out, especially if it links with your home or family affairs, then now's the time to do it. The reason being is that Mercury and Uranus give you an alternative way of fighting orthodoxy. The status quo. So if you've problems at home, deal with it by coming at it from an alternative angle. Here's your Sunday stars. Lovely day to spend with friends and with people whose company you enjoy. You know, the sort of people that you have the same hobbies and pastimes. This is about being part of a gang, belonging to a club or a group or a society where you can really feel that you're enclosed with love. If there's a problem, it comes from money. And the only thing I'd advise you today is don't be rash with cash, because it will come back to haunt you. Here's your Monday stars. Well, with the moon striking a very lonely figure in the cosmos, then you've got to be careful of your own moods and fears and anxieties. You may be a little depressed, a little down, a little low. But that's because the moon has no light of her own. So that's why, whatever you do today, be with happy, optimistic people, or an atmosphere or an ambience that's light and bright. Here's your Tuesday stars. Well, Venus in your sign squares Uranus in Aries, so you've got to be very careful today, because you could say things that will hurt and upset others, or somebody could say it to you. There's no love lost between you and somebody. It could be someone in your family, and it could even create a problem between you and certain people who you live with, who you may not be related to, or when it comes to home matters. Very important to be diplomatic today. Here's your Wednesday stars. Well, the moon is in Sagittarius, and we've just had a new moon in that sign, and this is, over the next 2 weeks, a great chance for you to fulfill yourself by getting rid of those demons and dragons that haunt you. We all have times when we feel victimized, when we have to make a sacrifice. And what you need to do now, Capricorn, is realize none of the worries and doubts you have are foundless and groundless. And here's your Thursday stars. A little bit of what I was talking about yesterday, anxieties and worries and doubts and fears that haunt you. But these are spectres, these are phantoms, these are shadows. And although that you can't actually see what's happening around you, don't be haunted by people who say things which have no merit, or most importantly, are a pack of lies. Here's your Friday stars. Thank heavens for logical Mercury. He moves into your sign today. And that's what you need to defeat the rather vindictive aspects that you've had, which basically have caused you a lot of problems. And the problem is you believed what really isn't true. And now is a chance for you to fight back. Be logical and be rational. Don't fear the truth. On the contrary, the truth is your friend, even though you may not know it immediately.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.